Welcome to another episode of the Sealess Villains Variety Show, the cultivators of the comic culture. I am AJ. We've got Luke and Red in the house. Luke's got a big ass glass of what is that? Punch or root beer or something? Or
Kool-Aid.
It's a mixed drink.
Something.
It's purple.
The purple stuff.
And it's got about 10 different ingredients in it. And I'm not sure how it tastes, honestly. I might have gone a little too... I might have tried to touch... You know, gone a little too Achilles on this one.
Is that the jungle juice?
I went a little too... yeah. It's... Ooh. It's tart. I'll just say...
Okay, that. Let me ask you. What is making it purple then?
Well, it's blueberry. So there's some blueberries in there. Blueberry juice. That's probably giving the purple.
Gotcha. Is it pretty strong or you just can't tell by?
Yeah, it's pretty strong. It's strong.
Oh man.
It's not bad. It's just like freaking my tongue out because it's sweet and sour and tart. And
so it gives you all the sensory experiences with your tongue. It's actually all taste buds.
You know what it's missing? Heat.
Oh yeah,
missing some cayenne.
No, well, like your favorite crystal.
Oh, hot sauce! I don't know if the vinegar and hot sauce, the vinegary might make it. Oh, but yeah,
because you already got tart in there.
But some cayenne pepper, that might be what it needs.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That.
Well, maybe just put it around the rim. Maybe
you don't have. Oh yeah, like the micheladas. That they make?
Like micheladas, yeah.
Some sugar and cayenne, maybe a little salt, but like those Mexican candies, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be perfect. If you, that's gonna hit all taste buds right there. That's
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of heat, E-Man posted that he's doing some sort of hot ones challenge, I guess, where he's eating chicken wings with different. Spice hot sauce flavor. He's got the crystal pineapple and habanero and then the bomb. I am not someone who likes spicy foods, so I don't know how bad these are. You guys are into spicy foods, all right?
Yeah. Don't ever try the bomb without milk or ice cream nearby.
Yeah.
One drop is enough to put a man down.
Really?
One drop will put an elephant down. Because that thing could knock you out. It lasted about one like a eye drop for me on a tortilla. Yeah, that pain lasted at least 25 minutes.
Jeez.
And I don't wish that on anybody, on my worst enemy. Like, don't you fucking try that.
Well, what if you put a drop and you spread it out? Does that help at
not,
all?
Not even. That 6 million Scoville units on that thing? No, that thing you can't spread out at all. The atoms are way too strong.
Okay, all right.
Rachel and I do a wing off every year on New Year's. We do a slider off too, a slider competition and wing competition.
So who finishes out the most wings or makes it?
Yeah, no, I make two kinds and she makes two kinds, so we have all four kinds. And it's fun. It's actually a lot of fun.
When you say you guys make it, do you guys make it to like taste good, or do you try to make it so that it's so nasty that she can't finish it?
No. Like restaurant, like you know, like
this is gourmet stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, she can make some bomb fajitas though.
And that was she's good.
Man, pretty good fajitas.
But I'm a meat. My dad calls me a meat savant. So
yeah, he's Luke's great on the grill.
Nice,
tough to beat on the grill.
Yeah, all these works with is a Weber and then some charcoals.
Yeah, well, it's all about the coals. You got you can't use briquettes. Briquettes are out.
Wasn't that the thing when it came to barbecuing though? That was the thing back then, right? For a hot minute, right?
Yeah, well, because everybody's getting Traeger grills, and then they have the special timer with the Bluetooth Wi-Fi, you know, indicator lets you know when it's turned when to turn your meter, take it out.
Dude, I've got a Traeger, but the thing with the Traeger is that that smoke gives it, it makes everything taste exactly the same. And so it all has that kind of like, because it's just compressed sawdust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're not getting like that real smoke.
Nah, from like wood. Like from a homemade like griller or smoker, like from a trash can or like an old filing cabinet, you can't separate into different sections of how much, you know, want to put so much smoke in one area of the country for whatever meat you have.
So that's all I use. I only use hardwood coals now. I don't use briquettes, because briquettes is just compressed sawdust.
Yeah.
What are you talking about with a filing cabinet? I've never seen people use filing cabinets.
There's people with filing cabinets that they just take the bottom out from the last two drawers and then put hangers or grill right on it. And then your heating element is going to be at the bottom. It's with so cool. your coals, your briquettes, or your electronic heating element. And it just, each level is going to be a different kind of smoking level.
Yeah.
So at the very top, yeah, you'll probably get the most flavor out of the bottom row.
You open up the bottom one, you add all your wood, you close it, and you check on each one.
Yep. That's why you got to have different thermometers for each level, too.
I got to see that. I got to look this up because I've never seen that before.
Actually, you know what, Red? You kind of got me inspired. You got to do a little bit of work to like make it food grade on the inside, but
yeah, a little bit. But you just got to wash it down, take the rust off, give it a good burn on the inside, and then like any other grill or public grill, will, you know, they still get that nice little char on the side, and it should be good to use.
Golden.
Just as long as you know how to hang your meat, because if you're doing fish, you got to do a whole separate filing cabinet for that one, because you know fish have this certain oils that kind of stick around and kind of give it a different smell. You don't want to mix that with your pork.
I've never seen people grill like fish and meat at, you know, any other.
I mean, if you have a big enough smoker, I guess a 10x10 smokehouse, be perfect. But if you're just doing the filing cabinet, everything's so enclosed that, you know, all the flavors get mixed in together. So if you're smoking salmon on the filing cabinet, you should be at the top portion, because you don't want to be too hot. You want to cold smoke this thing. So you want to keep at least below 200 degrees, and just let the smoke and flavor the salmon itself.
Right.
Same for chicken, but you don't want the stuff to mix. You don't want salmon juice all over your chicken.
No.
Salmon juice all over your chicken. No. Yeah, I mean, it might taste good, right?
That'd be funky.
Yeah. You're just better off just doing a turducken. Smoke a turducken for like 16 hours. So you get like a turkey, chicken, and duck. You'll get a pretty good amalgamation of flavors.
What's the new one? The Octa turducken.
The octa turducken, that one's a little bit weird, but if octopus? You can get it stuffed into the octopus, because that's the finishing meat. It'll cook fast, so you need to cook the first three, let it then rest it, and then stuff it into the head of the octopus, and then smoke it some more. I'm not sure what the flavor would be, because octopus is it has a sea.
Yeah, it's a good acquired taste too. You know, not a lot of people like octopus.
Octopus is great on sashimi.
It's a stunt food. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Still fun, but.
Yeah. Or you want to do armadillo style and just stuff it into like a pork belly. So you're turducking into a pork belly and then wrap it around and bake it.
Wait. You stuff it. What do you mean stuff it into a pork belly?
Or a little baby piglet. So you stuff your turducken into the baby piglet's stomach.
Oh, okay.
And then you roast it after you smoked everything.
Okay. Have you done that before, Red?
I'm planning on building a roasting pit, and I got the filing cabinet right now. Ooh. So I'm gonna start converting that over to summer.
That'll be fun.
I just need a welder. I need someone to weld stuff for me. So maybe I'll get somebody at work to do it.
Oh man. Because otherwise, and you got a big backyard too, so you got a lot of room to do all that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm thinking since we're gonna be experiencing another zombie apocalypse here with another variant, I'll just grab all the farm animals I can get and put in my backyard and cook those things.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Luke has a bigger backyard than I do.
Oh wow,
this is huge. He's got the full easement in the back that goes into the spores, mm-hmm. and then into like a small little creek, if I'm mm-hmm. not mistaken. Yeah, yeah, that thing is open.
Yeah, we are actually zoned for horses too. So get a horse.
Are you guys gonna get a couple horses?
Well, if the apocalypse comes, you know, we're gonna get some sheep, some goats.
They got a small farm right there in the back. Back.
I'm gonna
left
be like. I'm gonna be like.
You'd Rick, be Herschel Green.
Rick Uncle. Yeah, Rick and Herschel. No, not like. I'm not going full Herschel. I'll be like Rick at like the prison. You know, a
couple of kids. Or you could be the governor.
Yeah.
Fully enclosed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Which Walking Dead, who would you be in the zombie apocalypse if you were
a Walking Dead? For me, I would be Tyrese from the books.
Ooh.
Or Aaron from the show.
Love Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron's the one that you said that is taking over the Rick Grimes.
Yeah, just taking a lot of the Rick Grimes storylines from the book.
Okay. Yeah.
So right now they are fighting the Commonwealth on the second part of the last season. So the next 8 more episodes is going to be in October.
Right.
But they're done filming.
I've been really enjoying this Commonwealth line, actually. I think it's actually gotten pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you've been watching it then?
Oh, of course, it's fun.
Yeah, Angela Kang's been doing real great stuff because she was the head writer for the last, I guess all the seasons of Walking Dead. But then, yeah, once she took over as the showrunner, wow, it's been spectacular. Plus the fact that the pandemic kind of happened. And mm-hmm. that they were able to change some things around, and they were able to really finish off the story right.
All right. Looks like we've got an old friend.
Hey. What's going on?
Where have you been?
Dude, so sorry I'm late, you guys. I was doing a chicken wing challenge that Dante, my stepson, wanted to do. He's been asking us to do this for like several weeks. So we did it tonight, and my tongue doesn't hurt as bad, but I'm pretty sure that my when I go poo-poo later on, it's going to not be good at all. And let me show you why. So do you guys watch that show Hot Ones?
I mean, I know of it, yeah.
You know of it? Okay, you know about do you know anything about the hot sauces?
Just about the bomb.
Not really.
Yeah. The bomb, Red. The bomb. I bought this for Erica. Bomb. This is just pure hot. There's no flavor to it.
Is it There's the
no
Reaper?
Nothing. No, it's not Reaper, but it's bad. What's in it? We started with hot habanero peppers and blended
it's pain. Smoky it's a bottle of pain.
Natural pepper extract to create the sauce that was lab tested at 135,600 Scoville units.
Oh, I was wrong. Yeah. I was way off. I thought it was 6 million Scoville units.
What does that all mean? I don't even know what that means. Is that like the spiciness?
It's yes. The spiciness. So think of it this way, like Cristal, you know, like the regular hot sauces, they're probably like 5,000-6,000.
Did you say Cristal the drink?
No, crystal.
We say crystal. I apologize. Yeah, crystal. You're like Valentino.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself big, AJ. Is that all right?
Crystal.
This, I hate this sauce. This is the worst in the world.
So what if you want to mess with?
There's so much of it. I don't know. Probably set it up for another future challenge. But it's, I hate it. Dante was like, I want to do a hot spicy wing challenge. So we
That's
had like
fun. Crystal. I love doing wing challenges.
Yeah. It was Crystal. It was a pineapple habanero one that we had. That one was pretty good. Luke, you made mention to it. It's good. It's sweet and spicy in a good way, I think.
Sweet and heat.
But that the bomb. I'm trying not to cuss because Eris is watching, but yeah, F that thing, dude. I hate that sauce so much.
Dude, I went to do the wing challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings. I was so confident. I could eat any hot, spicy wing. But what they don't tell you, they bring them out and start the timer. They have just put them in the microwave for about 5 minutes. So they're about 300 degrees.
Oh, they're temperature hot.
They're temperature hot. I was like, no, that's not the thing. That's not the thing.
Red, were you with us when we went to Buffalo Wild Wings when one of our friends left and it was Jason and I who
yeah, I was there. I ordered it with you.
Oh my god. Yeah, we ordered the hottest one that we could, Luke. And yeah, all of us were dying. It was like six of our friends because we only ate one each. And we're like, oh my god, this is so
hot. It was the level above mango habanero.
And it was funny because the mango habanero was the one that was hotter than the one that's above that one. Like the one above it was actually a little slightly cooler. The mango habanero is way, way hotter than the hottest one that they have there.
Yeah, but that was really flavorful. But then when it came down just to atomic, all just pain. It was just pain.
That's what this is. This right here. This right here, you guys. This is probably a fifth down, and this is pure pain.
How much did that cost?
I think this was like $8 that I saw it at a. I found it.
You should dump bucket. Like a drop in the toilet and see how much it cleans it. let's see if it buffs chrome.
Mimi is watching. Maybe we should do that. Yes. babe, we're gonna try that. Okay, we're gonna put some of this in the toilet and see if it works.
Yeah, let's see how good it cleans it.
Oh my god, dude! Look, it was so hot. I'm actually drinking Modelo. Like that's how hot it was. It was gross.
You know, beer is not gonna do it. You're gonna have to do it with milkshakes or.
Yeah, we all ended up. Mimi ended up getting us like all like personalized, not personalized, but like small ice cream. Like little servings of ice cream, kind of like Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, you can get chocolate tacos?
All of us. No, this is the one that you can actually eat. You would be able to eat this one, Red, because it's made out of soy and almond milk. And
no, that's not real ice cream. That's not real ice cream.
To be honest, though, the one that we had, it was pretty tasty. It's not ice cream. You're right. It doesn't taste like ice cream, but it was tasty. It wasn't bad. I'd recommend it to you for sure.
I'll
look at Miss So.
Take your word for it. E-Man had a good question. Or I'm sorry, Luke had a good question. E-Man, do you watch Walking Dead?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Yes, you do. When the first, like, four seasons you did.
Up until when Glenn died. Like the first episode that.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's deep into seven.
Yeah, I pretty much stopped around that time.
Yeah, as soon as Glenn died, I was like, I can't do it no more. Like, and it wasn't because the show wasn't good; it just was too much. Like, I kind of wussed out. Like, okay, there's this one comic book that's out called The Red Room from Ed Pisker. I read that one book, and everyone's just all over it, and I'm like, it's just too heavy. And then after, it's the same kind of feeling when Glenn died. It was just too heavy. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Okay. We'll return back to Luke's question. Maybe you can still answer it. Because
And it sucks, though. It sucks because this is during Negan. And I only saw, like, that half season of Negan. And I didn't see, like, the next two seasons with him. And I've heard that they were still fantastic seasons.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna move on to Luke's question.
Let him move. Let's see what he answers.
Which character would you, I guess, what was it, associate with, or who would you be in the apocalypse?
Yeah, if we have the apocalypse right now, it's happening right this moment.
Who?
Yeah,
I'd want to say Rick because I'm always for like the protagonist. I'm always for the good guy. You guys know how much I like Optimus Prime. But in the apocalypse, you kind of need a governor. I would, for the sole reason of surviving, I would.
You'd become the governor? Go,
or at least associate myself with the governor.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry, but I don't see you as the governor.
Hold on. I just wanted my beer and say, hold on. That's really all I own.
Hold my beer.
No, but it's true. I would, if I could associate myself with any group, because Rick's group, they move around way too much. You know, the guys with the W, they move around way too much. At least with the governor, you were posted in one somewhat secured little town. You had enough resources to build it up. You had enough resources to be able to feed people. You know, you were protected. Rick's group, they kept jumping from spot to spot. At least, you know, you eliminate your chances of getting bitten by staying with the governor.
You know, but you do know the governor did the R stuff, right?
Did the R stuff? What do you mean? Was he a naughty boy with a lot of the people there?
Yeah, he was assaulting women. So.
Okay. All right.
Well, Rise of the Ape.
That's bad. That's bad. But yeah, I mean, but that's what I would go for, something along those lines. Of course, I'm not going to want to follow him if I find something out like that, right? You know, but right, something along those lines of having one leader who can keep everyone secured in one spot. Because we don't know what's going on in The Walking Dead. We don't know if there's a cure coming, if there's help coming. It's best, let's post up for a little bit. You know, that's just my mentality right there. Just stay in one spot until help comes instead of going out and trying to help yourself and risking everyone in the group.
All right.
I thought, what was Luke's again? What was yours, Luke?
Luke didn't answer
that. I'd be Maggie.
Maggie's a good one. Maggie is a good one.
Yeah, especially for this season. Yeah, she's been super badass. Yeah. The way they're really,
because she's a loner. She doesn't want to be part of the big group, and she's fair. But at the same time, if you cross her,
it's over.
Maggie's gone through a lot. I mean, yeah. Didn't she lose a baby, and then she lost Glenn, and then lost her dad, and lost her sister, like all in the same show.
She didn't lose her baby.
Yeah, she didn't lose.
No, Herschel's alive.
Herschel's alive.
I'm good.
Herschel's so cute too. That actor's doing Herschel. Great job.
She named her son with Glenn Herschel.
Herschel. Okay. I'm like, wait. Herschel survived. It completely. My bad. So she named her baby after dad. Okay. I see. That's. I don't even know that much into the story anymore.
Yeah.
Like I've never watched like what's the other Walking Dead one?
Fear the Walking Dead?
Fear. Yeah, I never watched any of those episodes.
Gotcha.
I just thought it was too much.
I like the Maggie answer. But a part of me kind of feels like I like Negan. I like the Negan character too though.
They killed Sasha?
Yeah, they did.
I can't watch the show anymore. Like I can't.
Well, it's just too much. They killed her because she had a new deal. That's why she started the next season with Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, she was only on there for like 2-3 seasons.
What about that Latina chick that was with Abraham?
Princess?
No, that's
Rosita, right?
Yeah, Rosita. Yeah, she's still alive. She's still alive? Okay.
Doing good.
Jacob's got a picture with Rosita. That's why I hate my son for it. I'm like, how are you going to get a picture with Rosita without me? He's like, oh, there was no one there, Dad. I wanted to get a picture with her. Oh, I went to the restroom, dude. You couldn't wait?
Oh, was that the fan fest we went to?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's where I took a photo with the...
Oh, my God, dude. This shit is still burning me.
That's where I took a photo with Kerry Payton.
I don't even know where that shit came from.
That's what's his name? The guy with the tiger, right?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
I should know this stuff, but I don't.
Yeah, you're the Walking Dead resident, Red. Like, you've stuck through it.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, apparently Luke has too. I didn't know that Luke's been watching
it. Quietly stuck through it. I don't like to admit it too loud. But no, I've been watching it all the way through. In fact, I am freaking the hell out on Michonne and that huge traveling group that she went down with.
Like, yeah.
It just left us. Like, wait, that group was huge.
Was it like Rick and Michonne? Like, weren't they an item?
They still are. And that's why she left with the group, because she found clues about Rick and him being still alive.
Why did Rick leave?
Well, the actor himself said he was taking a break from acting.
And his,
he got blown up. He got blown up. And then
Andrew Lincoln, right?
Yeah, and he wasn't spending enough time with his family too, because I think his family lives in the UK.
Yep.
See, I think he was I honestly think he tried to pull. He was trying to. He's like, I'm gonna quit, everyone. And then he wanted everyone to be like, no, don't quit. But everyone's like, okay. And he's like,
Well, they didn't. They kind of wrote him off, but they still have plans for him. So yeah,
they're not making any movies with him.
Oh, they will.
I was gonna say. Are they making the movie?
They are.
I don't think so.
I think the luster for that, the anticipation is kind of gone now.
Well, because of COVID, yeah. But most likely they're still writing that movie.
You think they're gonna do a theatrical release movie or an AMC movie though?
AMC.
Yeah.
Or
maybe a video on demand, but no, that movie ain't going to theaters.
Yeah, that's going to AMC Plus.
Yeah.
Just like what they did with El Camino for Breaking Bad.
Netflix. Oh, yeah. Breaking Bad. Which I liked. I liked El Camino. I thought it was a really good Jesse send off. Damn it, what am I touching?
I did not like El Camino at all.
You didn't like El Camino?
No, I wasn't a fan of El Camino. And I'm a huge Breaking Bad guy. I was not a fan of El Camino.
I just like how it was a good send-off for Jesse. I just like how it was a good completed story for Jesse. That's why I like El Camino. Okay. You know.
E-Man, hey, turn on reverb.
Yeah, what's up with your mic, dude?
You have a reverb.
Do I?
Yeah.
Hold on. I can only hear you on the left.
You got it all in your on one side.
Yeah. Your balance is off.
Okay, what about now?
There you go.
There you go. Oh my god.
No, but I like your answer, Luke, but part of me also likes I guess Seaman's gone.
You want to go cry.
I also think Negan would be a fun person to be in that world though.
Negan would be so much fun. Yeah. And his new wife is super hot, and he's like having a baby. Okay.
Yep,
he's living a good life.
Yeah, he's getting that redemption storyline. Plus, him and Maggie are gonna get a little spinoff as well. I don't know how many seasons that's gonna take, but I guess their premise is they're going to New York, which means that they're gonna fight this bigger group. I forgot what they're called, but they're part of the Fear of the Walking Dead and Walking Dead World Beyond.
Wait, Negan and Maggie are getting a spinoff?
They're getting a spinoff.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great news, because Morgan is like one of my favorite actors. I love him.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good. And on top of Daryl and Carol getting a spinoff, there's another one called Walking Dead. I forgot the title of it, but it's gonna be an anthology series where they're gonna take the existing characters and go through more of their backstory. So we probably get to see an episode with Glenn or an episode with Abraham before meeting Rick's group. And
that would be cool, but honestly, I want him to move on to the Ghost Rider universe. Come into the MCU, do your switch over.
Who's going to the Ghost Rider universe?
It's gonna be Norman Reedus. He's slated for the Ghost Rider role.
That's completely confirmed already?
Not confirmed, but he's a strong candidate for it.
All right. I just want to see another Boondock Saints movie.
Was there a second one?
Yeah, it wasn't good, though. It wasn't good.
Norman Reedus actually has just been quoted as about the Ghost Rider. Fingers crossed. So. I can't think of a better choice for Ghost Rider. Yeah. Honestly, literally finally it's like, dear God, Disney, don't screw this up. Like, it's the perfect cast. Don't screw it up, please.
I mean, that's the Wait, hopes,
you
right?
You didn't like a Nick Cage Ghost Rider? he was so good they made two of them.
I mean, like, the multiverse is about to open, right? I mean, and then there's also the Robbie Rodriguez Ghost Rider from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Who's to say that we won't see all three of them in one movie eventually?
Just do it. I mean, just say fuck it and do it. Do it all.
Oh, look, Miss So is not happy with that, AJ.
What?
What's no, not a good choice for disagree. Miss So doesn't like Norman Reedus for Ghost Rider.
Okay, who's your second choice?
For me,
Nick, for, man, Nick I'm Cage. Sorry, go. Nick Cage. Nicolas Cage. What are you talking about?
I'd like to see Robbie Rodriguez again because I thought he did a really good the actor did a good job with him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for that one season. And I think that was the final season that I watched of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No, I kept going. But that that version of Ghost Rider was actually pretty dope. I really like that one.
Okay.
Like, I'd like to see him again in a movie or at least in a in a Marvel show in the future.
Okay. Gabriel Luna, is that his name?
I think so. I believe so.
Where else have I seen him?
Yes. You know?
Yes, that's the answer.
Yes. Let me check right now. So Gabriel Luna. He was in Terminator Dark Fate. I think he was like the Terminator.
He was the Terminator guy. That's where I thought I'd seen him before.
He was the Terminator guy, yeah.
I actually watched a little bit of that on TNT the other night. It's not that bad.
Dark Fate? It wasn't, but it also I didn't like how they messed with the lore with that one.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't cool. But
yeah, it was like the whole two main movies prior, like Terminator 1 and 2, was all about really preventing, you know, preventing it from happening. And you find out, dude, it's gonna happen no matter what. I'm like, screw this movie. I hate this movie. Who said Javier Bardem is Ghost? Which one of you two jerks wrote that?
If they're gonna do that, then I want No Country for Old Men, Javier Bardem.
He's got to walk around with that cow bolt thing.
Yeah. Okay, how about Pedro Pascal?
No, we already have him in Mando, right? Like,
cool guy, you know. Pedro Pascal's too cool, fun guy, you know? Like,
I wouldn't cross over that right now. He's doing okay where he's at. But okay, look, so then if we don't get Norman Reedus as Ghost Rider, what about Charlie Hunnam? From Sons of Anarchy? Not a
bad choice either.
Yeah, Pacific Rim.
Sons of Anarchy.
Pacific Rim, yeah.
Yeah, but I was hoping he'd get the Wolverine role. Him or, what do you call it, Taron Egerton.
No, not Taron. I wouldn't want Taron.
Really? I don't know.
No, well, I wouldn't want Taron.
What do they want? They wanted Harry Potter to be Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, hold on. Now, to counter that, all we see him in is Harry Potter, you know. But look what happened with Robert Pattinson. Like, all we saw him was the vampire, and then he went from vampire to bat, and then he killed it. So if his acting skills are really worth it, hey, who's to say that Daniel Radcliffe can't be Wolverine? I could see him more as being like maybe like a Cyclops, really.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing Daniel Radcliffe. As
Wolverine?
Not Wolverine.
But as an X-Men.
He's too slight for Wolverine. Wolverine needs to be a little more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's got the height for it.
I think he can. I think Daniel Radcliffe can pull off like Archangel.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe can pull off Archangel?
Yeah. You know, or at least Angel.
Maybe Angel, but it's hard for me to see him as like this tortured soul type of person.
Well, he was a tortured soul.
He was a tortured. I was going to say he was a tortured soul as Harry Potter. Hogwarts.
I never watched it.
He was stuck in a closet. He's the epitome of tortured soul.
Yeah,
I've never watched Harry Potter.
Okay,
so I thought he was a kid wizard. He's a kid wizard, right?
Wow, you're missing out on that.
Dude, wait, AJ.
You went through the 2000s without ever going to a Harry Potter movie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
Wow, you made Luke facepalm.
Hold on. I'm with what AJ because I didn't watch Harry Potter in the movie theaters either. Like, I was just like, Lord of the Rings for me. So
what is happening? Midnight releases.
Yeah,
going with, like, hundreds of other people. It was like it was like a cultural experience.
It was all about I think Transformers and Lord of the Rings midnight releases for me.
Lord of the Rings was the thing for me at that time.
And Star Wars prequels.
Oh yeah, Star Wars prequels.
I went to all of them, but the Harry Potter ones were like the most epic.
It wasn't my thing. I just never read it. For me, it was I never read the books. I just didn't care.
I didn't either. Right. I still haven't read it. I still haven't read a single book of Harry Potter.
Oh, my mom gave me like she sent like my family like a chest, like that chest box full of all of the books. So like we have literally every single one of the Harry Potter books and. No one's opened them yet, but we will. Mom, promise you, we're gonna start reading them. I promise you.
You're gonna sell them on eBay.
No. That was a gift from my mom. That's gonna be held on to, for sure.
That's nice. That's actually open them up, see if they're signed, because a lot of people are finding signed copies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though J.K. Rowling's been canceled, though, right? So like, her signature isn't worth it. Oh, by the cast,
Babe, go check. The books are in the living room. See if there any of them are signed. Let us know. Confirm in the chat. Go ahead and let us know. Okay, thanks, babe.
Because a lot of the cast members don't sign anymore.
Is that a command?
No, it's not a command.
Should be a request. Say please,
my love. Please go check the books. See if they're signed.
Let's move on to another topic. The new Stranger Things trailer came out. It's been fucking like 4 years since the latest season, so I completely forgot about the show.
The kids have grown up already.
Actually, yeah. I can see that kid being an X-Men too. The main boy, Finn. I think is his name Finn, right?
Not Millie Bobby Brown.
No. I can see her in stuff though too. You know what? I can actually see some of these kids as like the next generation. Like the black kid. I think I mentioned it before, but the black kid that plays that's in Stranger Things. I can see him play Miles Morales. Have him. Oh,
right. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
He's have him. Still do Miles. Young. Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather see him way more than Willow Smith or
Jaden Smith. Yeah. No. By far,
but do they need to find a half Puerto Rican, half?
That's true.
I mean, do they need to? I mean, like, there's
it would be cool.
There's Filipinos. I mean,
there's so many Puerto Rican blacks, especially in New York. Yeah. It would not be hard.
Yeah.
But just based off of acting alone, I think he could do it.
Yeah, acting alone, I'd like that. All right, Red, you got the trailer ready for us?
Excuse me. Damn, that felt good.
All right, okay, we're live here, Red.
Take out the Stranger Things trailer. I'm blocked. Everything.
Your suffering is almost at an end.
Dear Billy, I don't know if you can even hear this. Ever since you left, everything's been a total disaster. For a while, we tried to be happy. Normal.
Okay.
I know that's impossible.
I like the song.
Located you guys far from Hawkins because I thought you'd be safe.
You.
A war is coming. I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
I don't have my powers.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. Without you, we can't win this war.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.
I was convinced I was put here for some other reason. Maybe I can still help. Even if it's the last thing I do.
People say Hawkins is cursed. They're not way off.
Some of the guitar dude.
Is it the same guitar dude from Mad Max?
That was cool, yeah.
Carnage.
You have lost.
I was going to say, that's what Gore should look like.
Oh my god, dude, that looks dope. That looks real. I haven't seen it yet. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, that was really good.
What is that? Tell us with the while using Separate Ways as a theme for this trailer.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because
that's the name of the song.
I know, but is there a theme that they're going for right here?
Is everybody
separating after this?
Well, remember, like, this is high school. This is what I'm assuming. They're going to go through their adventure, and at the end, they complete what they got to do, and everyone's like, you know what? I'm about to graduate. I'm about to move on. So that's how I'm thinking. Like, that,
like,
gonna go
a bit... like how it, the brand new version of it, supposed to be to happen, or?
So full disclosure, I haven't seen the new It's, and I know I should.
Okay.
You know, but
King fan.
But. Did you see how the redheaded girl was levitating?
Yeah.
The new friend? Yeah. Like, what's going on with that? Like, does she have powers? Because I don't feel like they're going to answer one of the things where, you know, where Eleven's going to run into, like, any of her other siblings. Remember, like, one of the seasons, I think in the last season, and towards the beginning, like, in the beginning of the season. Actually, half the season.
She had, like, a whole bunch of, like, people that she met that had powers as well. I was wondering, are they gonna even bring that up? Because I think, is this the last season?
Yeah, this is the final season.
So I mean, they're gonna leave. I feel like that storyline where Eleven found other kids that had powers, I almost feel like they're not going to answer that.
Yeah. Like one of two things needs to happen. One, she needs to get all of the answers regarding that, or two, all of those kids need to meet up with her to fight this big baddie. Otherwise, it's just one of those plot holes that just don't filled.
Maybe they'll become Palladians.
You know what's sad? I just read this. They were actually 2 weeks into filming March 2020.
Oh wow.
And had to completely cancel it.
It's damn you, pandemic!
March 2020, I was in Vegas, man. That was a crazy time. Like,
does that mean you think that because that they probably went, they stopped March 2020? When did they restart? Let's say a whole year later. I mean,
yeah,
kids could have grown, like, you know, they could have looked completely different by then.
Dude with long hair is like in his 20s already.
Oh, Billy really? Bobby Brown just turned 18, like not too long ago.
Yeah, so I was wondering, did they have to reshoot everything that they had filmed?
Yeah, they would have.
I'm probably thinking they did. They should have. They should.
They wouldn't have saved any of the footage. It's pointless.
Yeah. And are they ever going to bring back Barbara?
I know. I thought about that too. She isn't was. I don't think it, so.
Yeah, isn't she, we have to assume she's dead.
Just dead, dead. Like, yeah.
Yeah, she just got sucked into the upside down. But so I want real fast. Real fast. Sorry, AJ. Real fast. Confirmation, Luke. None of our books are signed by anybody. I apologize. The Harry Potter books.
Ooh.
Hey, thanks, Mom. Gosh, why couldn't you get me the autographed ones, Mom? I hate these books. They're stupid. I'm going to hold my breath until I get the ones that are signed, Mom. No, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, I agree with Miss Zoe. Barbara was such a great character, though. I really enjoyed her for one.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing her like in the Upside Down as an evil character. Like, she's
that could be her right there
by the Upside Down. The Noel looking, or not the Gore looking character, how Gore should look in the Marvel Love and Thunder. However, it looks just like Christian Bale, that character.
Wait, dude, doesn't Gore kind of look like the ghost from Bill and Ted?
Not ghost, that's death. And yes, you and I are thinking that the same way. Like, yeah, right,
that's death from Bill and Ted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I hate that character so much. The way the toy looks, but in the comic books, that's not how the character looks. Oh, we lost E-Man again.
You went to go cry. There he is.
Oh, he's back.
Just kidding. Sorry. Pressed the wrong button. No, but yeah, Gore, look, there he is. See, there's Gore. That's Christian Bale right there.
That's how the toy looks, but that's not how
Gore, the
comic character looks. So that's the thing.
Wait. That's not the Marvel movie that's coming out? I do not believe you. That's totally Christian Bale from that Marvel movie. It has to be, right? Right?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore, man.
I'm messing with you, dude. I'm just saying how much like they look alike. Just go along with it, AJ. Go along with it.
Yeah, they don't have photos.
There is photos. Here. We've already seen it.
Yeah, we've seen the toys.
Yeah, we've seen the toy. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
No, we got one kind of photo.
Oh, we did? There was a little leak?
Yeah.
I have to find that one.
Not but happy.
It'll probably look like death. Because there's no other apertures off the face.
Yeah.
What's up, Herbs?
Well, what do you guys want to rate the... what are you guys rating the Stranger Things trailer comic grading scale?
Hey, see, there he is right there. That looks just like him.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has stitches on his face.
That's nothing like what I thought he was going to look like.
Well, isn't he a celestial or demigod? Or what was this?
He's a god.
Red, put, look, search for just that name, just Gore the God Butcher.
Well, he does, and he that one does not have a nose. He looks pretty much
like Voldemort. Like I thought, it sucks because I think this is a cosplay dude, but I thought this was gonna be him. Look, I'm gonna send it to you. No,
kind of what Gore looks like. Not as alien looking, like the face looks more alien.
Open that up, Red.
Okay, one sec here.
See, like, I think. So I found something on Geekosity Mag. Where it like this Gore, like he looks super super dope, but I'm kind of wondering if this is just some guy in cosplay.
I saw that, but there's another one that looks more realistic if you look up Gore.
Yeah, that one right there.
Which one?
The one that Red has up. Yeah, that one looks super super dope, and I really thought it was gonna be that.
There's another one that let me see if I can find it.
Well, hold on. Okay, yeah, look for that, AJ, real fast. Did you guys talk about Moon Knight?
Not yet. That's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Why? Did you watch the other episode? The one that
Yeah, I watched all three.
I sent it in the chat. Let
me grab it.
Oh my god. Oh my god, my eye's starting to burn now. What the hell? What did I do? Oh, I thought I washed my hands. Oh, this
you didn't
sucks
didn't.
So much.
Oh.
Yeah, it definitely looks like that right there, AJ.
That's how I was hoping
that one's dope. Look.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I'm hoping it look like that, too.
Yeah. But it looks like Christian Bale.
Oh, this sucks.
Well, all the leaks, really, they're not going to show everything. It's just like the Doctor Strange leak. It didn't show the third eye on one of the on Supreme Strange until the last trailer. So it's eventually they'll go to post-production and put all the CGI stuff in.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we get, like, a final form ready to fight, like, ultimate battle form.
Yeah. All right, well, what do you guys – let's go back to Stranger Things. What are you guys going to grade that?
I'll give it a 9.8. I'll give it a 9.8 just because they use
Journey.
Journey.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going 9.8 as well. I can't see anything wrong with it. E-Man?
Just based off the trailer alone, just the trailer itself, I'm going to give it a straight up gem 10. I thought that was absolutely perfect. Everything got me hyped up for the show. Everything got me raising questions. It looked absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, because they use Journey. I'm really interested in the Mad Max guitar guy now. Like, I want to know who that is.
I know.
They could get a sexy saxophone, man.
But
yeah, get the guy from the
Lost Boys.
Did you guys ever see the Lost Boys comic that came out like 5 years ago where they had a variant cover?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, they had the sexy saxophone man on the cover.
That guy was hot. But yeah, the trailer itself, like, I thought the trailer was absolutely perfect. Like, that thing just jaws dropped. Like, I really loved it. So that's my first 10 right there.
Yeah, Netflix does a lot of great production now. It's astounding, really.
Shit, yeah. It's the 14 million people paying $14 a month, man. A month.
A month.
Dude, they're getting month. Like 1 point something, like 100 plus million dollars a month that they can just blow on stuff. Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead and start a movie.
Well, yeah, let's do another Korean drama here or there and Stranger Things. What was the other failed? Didn't they have a failure? Oh, it wasn't a failure, but what do you call it? The anime one.
John Cho. Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, ooh. Man, that was pretty rough. I didn't even finish it.
Oh, I finished it. I understand why people hated it, and I'm not going to take that away from people. I was okay with it, but I also knew that it wasn't going to come back. Like, I was just like, It's not coming back. So, here, I'm doing some numbers real fast. You guys...
You do math?
I'm doing math. Check this out. So there's 221.8 million subscribers to Netflix worldwide. Average about $14 a month. These fuckers are making $3 billion a month. A month. So yeah,
they have production. Licenses and other stuff going on.
I'm pretty
sure. What's that in a year?
What's that in a year?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Did you say 3 billion? So isn't that 36 billion?
Yeah. 37,262,400,000. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they pay me. Let's assume that they pay $30 billion a month in licensing and trademarking and whatnot. They're still coming up $7 billion a year, which they can throw at production. They're not spending more than. They're not doing $100 million movies like Marvel.
You know, they're not throwing in $500 million for two epics, right? I mean, they're throwing in maybe $50-60 million per, plus on top of that, you know, whatever they're paying the actors per views.
Yeah, and then a $10 million to Joe Coy and the other comedians for their comedy specials.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Did Joe Coy come out with another one, by the way, or is it coming out?
I think he's working on one because he's. I know he's doing a couple stadiums, so.
Yeah, he's touring now.
Yeah, and he did a couple.
Chappelle had one.
He did a couple, like small, the improv ones. I think those are his warm up stuff, and then he's filming probably at the stadiums.
Heck yeah! You know you're old when you used to when you use Netflix to get DVDs in the mail.
I got the Max Herbs. I always get 4 DVDs every time, and I'll burn them.
He did. I remember this. He did. He got like all the deals. He's like, "Hey, come on."
Where'd he go? All right. Again.
I don't know. Hey, Luke, what are you gonna rate the Stranger Things trailer,
9-8, baby?
9-8.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening either.
Man, you got to get the mesh Wi-Fi system. I just got it.
Mm-hmm. Does it work? I don't trust it for some reason.
Does no. Okay, so I was streaming my live shows and I was dropping probably 2 to 3 times an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the last show, 0 drops.
Oh, nice.
0 drops. First time ever with 0 drops with the new mesh system.
Well, for me, it's not the internet connection. It's just I'm playing with my mouse and just slamming it. Because my modem is like right behind my light back here. Like, it's like
okay, just on the my other modem side of the is wall, not a so firewall. Not a computer firewall, like an actual wall with metal.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
It's the protons or the neutrons or the Voltrons.
So, did anybody watch Moon Knight, or what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about the last thing here. Moon Knight episode 3.
Let's get E-Man's evaluation of the second episode real quick.
I thought the second episode was okay. It wasn't bad. I like the I like how we were able to spend a little bit more time with Mark Spector. I like the focus on Stephen Grant trying to fight off who his persona is and whatnot. I thought it was okay. I gave it like a 9.0. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as good as the first episode.
All right.
All right, now we're caught up to episode 3. I'm not gonna lie; I only watched like the second half because I was too busy, and then I only paid attention really to the second half. I'm just gonna go first because I really didn't like this episode. Like, I felt like nothing really happened.
What,
dude? I feel like AJ and I have like the same taste and everything. I am struggling with this series. I am
what?
Struggling.
Like, you wanna like it so bad?
I like it.
I do want to like it, yeah.
To like it, but I am struggling.
You guys didn't like episode 3, for real.
No.
Dude, I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just like, maybe it's the Egyptian shit that's just like the lore. I'm not really into that whole old school Egyptian stuff. I mean, I'm into it with like Indiana Jones and all, but it's like, I don't know. It just seemed really silly.
Yeah, but the whole swiping the universe kind of deal to move the stars, that was pretty badass.
Dude, that was so cool, and it was so fun. But how Ethan Hawke's character, Arthur Harrow, how he pulled one over on the gods? Like, what? He pulled one over on all the gods. Like,
yeah, because they see everything in black and white, where it's like good and bad, where, you know, so he used that to the advantage, where letting the gods know, like, the guy that you have here is crazy. He talks to himself. He has multiple personalities. And so that affects his decision making on what he does, and that makes him unpredictable.
Yeah.
So one thing, those other gods, what's up with that fake Mark Strong looking guy? Because I was like, is that Mark Strong? And I'm like,
No, but he's also British. They might be brothers.
I was like, is that Mark Strong? I'm like, no, that's not Mark Strong. I'm like, wait, is it? I'm like,
wait, the guy has
Mark Strong is on his in this
the
TV
guy
show.
On the horse? Is that who you're talking about? The guy on
no,
the horse?
No, no, no. No, the one of the gods in the pyramid.
Okay. Now I know. Yeah. Okay.
And Mark Strong is the guy from Kingsman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the tech guy?
I get it. Now. I get it now. Okay. Like, okay.
Fake ass Mark Strong is all up in this show trying to fool me here.
I see you now. And you know what? They should have just gotten Mark Strong for that role. They should have just spent the money. Yeah, I think they could. It's Disney. They can afford him.
They can afford him. They're already paying Oscar Isaac a lot of money.
And when did Ethan Hawke look so sinewy? I mean, he looks all fragile, dude. Like, and then like I saw an interview with him just recently, and I'm like, dude, did he have to lose like 50 pounds for this role? Because like in normal, like the way he walks around, he looks completely like normal looking, but here he looks all frail and shit. And I'm like, dude, what is up with that?
Cult leader with the cane, you know.
Walking around on glass.
Well, it's a ruse, I think. It's supposed to look
real. Yeah, we're not talking about Gattaca Ethan Hawke here, right? This is like completely 20 years later, really old fogey.
This is Ethan Hawke's, isn't this like his first major kind of like
role?
Yeah, but this is where we actually see like our childhood, like I don't want to say hero, but like the guys that we kind of looked up to, like in the 90s and 2000s. And you're like, oh shit, dude, like age got to you. It got you, Ethan. Goddamn.
Like, you might as well just get that role of Giovanni Ribisi. At least AJ would have been happy.
Giovanni Ribisi is awesome, though, dude. I like him.
I would have been.
Or his boy, JGL.
Hey, you can put JGL in anything, it'll be a hit, all right?
Okay, AJ.
But JGL in anything, it could be a hit. Yes, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right, AJ.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is phenomenal.
He's a genius. He's a genius.
Robin from Batman.
Robin from Batman. That was O'Connell, wasn't it?
No.
No, but he was Robin.
Yeah,
his
Robin.
His middle name was Robin.
Oh, you should have gone with your middle name like that, Robin. Boo, boo, boo. Shut up. Get out of here.
You know, I was thinking they might as well pull in like Christian Slater as Harrow. That would have been a more intriguing character than Ethan Hawke.
What, Mr. Robot? No, I think he would have been fine. Like, I think honestly, okay. Honestly, Harrow to me. Harrow to me is old. Not that bad. He's not that bad. He's too short too. I don't. The Arthur Harrow character doesn't bother me. In fact, I kind of like him. I kind of like how smooth he is, how weird he is. I like how he.
I don't know about smooth, but he's definitely weird.
No, like the way he delivers his lines, he's real chill, real. Hey, how you doing? You know, it's cool. It's cool. He's kind of cool to me. I'm not gonna lie. But overall, this episode, like I felt like. Episode 1 was like a 9.2. Episode 2 was like a 9.0. I think this is like a 7.5. And I'm giving my scores a little early, but it fell off. The direction, it almost feels like the director didn't know in what direction to take it, or he was just trying to take it in too many directions at once without really finishing up certain scenes. It felt incomplete.
So you're basically agreeing with Luke and I.
Yeah, I really am. I was messing around with you guys, but by one, like, you guys didn't like it? No, I'm with you guys. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I was really upset with it. It was kind of boring, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. So I'm really, what I'm really upset with is like all the, like, I think after this show, I kind of like don't even want to listen to people who are like, oh, I saw the first four episodes and they were great. No, shut up. I don't want to hear you anymore. Like, I can't anymore. Unless, next week's episode is on point. Like episode 4 has to hit hard for us,
like,
to be
the
like
the Mandalorian has to show up in this episode. Ernest Day Moon Knight Mandalorian has to show up in this episode.
No. They're gonna open up a tomb, push back that stone, and the armor's gonna be there.
Yeah.
All you hear
best car in the tomb.
All you hear is the Mandalorian like theme.
We have to save the show.
Why do you sound like a sad person, Luke? Luke just sounded like a sad person there.
He's trying to mimic the sound of the song. That's what he did.
See. See, with Miss So, like, she's saying, like, it's a shame because it had a lot of potential. Yeah, and he is a good character. I'm reading the current issue run right now, and I really like the current run. Matter of fact, I just read like the newest one earlier. It's a nice setup for the next arc. And I've been interested in Moon Knight, and I do like the multiple personality thing, the multiple personality issue that he's got going on. I like all of the ideas, like the ideas of Moon Knight and of the show, I think are great. It's a good step away from the normal Marvel stuff, but I just don't feel like it's being executed well enough. And I think because of the director of number one and number three, he's really hard up on making sure everyone understands Egyptian lore. Like, I feel like he's pushing it a little bit too hard.
He pushed it too hard.
Yeah. I feel like he's pushing it a little bit too hard.
I don't care about the Egyptian lore. I care about Moon Knight.
Yeah. But also, Moon Knight has to do with Khonshu, and Khonshu is one of the gods. So he's really trying to bring all that forth to us. And
exactly.
Again, I get the idea, but I just don't think that it's being executed as well as it should be. Like, Kevin Feige's like, yes, this is the idea. Go run with it. I just don't think directorially it's being taken in the direction that we all want to be in.
Right. Yeah. What about you, Red? What are your thoughts?
I wasn't impressed with it, but I stuck through it twice, actually, just to understand the episode. And yeah, I agree with Miss So as far as like, or Herbs, the rooftop scene was a bit silly because you had to fight those guys three times in order to get what he needs, which he eventually didn't get anyway. And
it was too long.
It was too long. And you finally got to see the transition a little bit between Mark Spector and Stephen Grant. And you know, and then you also got to see that the fight at the end at the I guess the carnival, whatever, the dude's house where he keeps his fucking tomb stuff. Yeah. But it was a bit of a drag, but the effects kind of saved it for me, where it came down to like, you know, what Moon Knight was able to do.
Yeah.
But it also kind of disappointed me where you saw some of the CGI was starting to kind of break.
Yeah.
Especially during the fight scenes where the hood kind of tweaked a bit, like it wasn't really on top of the head.
I know I did, and it was like hovering.
Yeah, yeah. And you know he did that thing, you know, without the mask, but it was getting a little bit annoying. You know, like, damn, you guys should have cleaned this up before you put it out of production.
Hey, but we got the cape. We got the cape. At least we
was
got the
rooftop scene in the beginning, or when was that? I don't even remember that. Did I miss that?
It was the beginning.
It's the beginning.
The street thugs.
Okay.
It was in the first half. The half
those
that you didn't
those
watch.
Were Harrow's guys that they were. He knew that they were digging somewhere, and so he needed to get information from them. But like, where's Harrow? And then it just went to the supposed to be a comedy routine where every time he tried to fight, Steven would stop him from killing him, and then Steven would take over.
Yeah. That's another thing is that what Red mentioned is that they tried to make that scene that happened towards the beginning where he was chasing people to get information, it felt like they were trying too hard to make it comedic because there was like a comedic element that happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm. It felt flat.
And it felt flat. Like totally like I see the humor in it. I get it, but it didn't fit in. It didn't fit into that. It didn't fit into the flow.
No.
I got you.
Yeah, that's why you ended up watching the second half because that's the stuff that made more sense when they were finally going after the tomb and then after meeting all the gods and Khonshu getting himself encased in stone, where you finally got some answers.
Oh, by the way, I hate the voice of Khonshu. Like, that voice annoys me.
F. Murray Abraham, that dude's great.
I'm sure he's great. I don't like him as the voice of Khonshu.
I don't think he matches the
god. Kind of boastful, huh? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh god, the idiot's in charge again.
Like, I don't know why it just
that
doesn't
was pretty good fit. Impersonation right there, you know.
thank you very much.
Yeah, what was also annoying was how
that's what I say when Red's on that's what I say when Red's like in charge, like,
oh my god, the idiot's in charge again.
I'm just kidding, Red. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Red is Red. Just gave me the I am going to kill you. He just gave me the Arthur Harrow look.
Don't with your nipples, Red. With the nipples.
You're getting Arthur Harrow at the end of the year. Like,
yeah. But it did get annoying, right? When they were doing the trial where Khonshu would speak up and he'll do this thing and then
that was pretty cheesy.
I didn't like that. Like when Khonshu was talking through Mark Spector.
Why was his all weird but everyone else's was all weird?
Yeah, like conversational.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it that he's gotta throw his voice out like that when if he's the avatar for Khonshu, why can't he just talk normally? Why does he have to throw his voice?
Yeah.
I think they just tried too hard in this episode.
Like he was laboring to take over the body in order for him to speak through his avatar.
Exactly.
Rumor has it Oscar Isaac didn't sign on for anything more than this. Maybe he was on to something.
Actually, I don't know if you noticed, but the wife on her necklace it looked like the Moon Knight weapon.
She pulled it off and actually used it as a weapon, which I actually, that was really dope. Like it was kind of like nice, like she had that, like, I'm going
but,
in.
I kind of felt like that's the foreshadowing that she may be possessed by Khonshu at the end of the season.
So, Moon Knight, I like this idea, maybe even more than Oscar Isaac.
Who's the, there's a third personality to him, though. Did you guys catch that? I think, I don't know if you caught it, AJ, but Red and Luke, did you kind of catch that there may be a third personality outside of,
yeah, Steven, because they were blaming each other, like, hey, did you take over or no, did you take over? Yeah. It was like during that whole fight scene or in the beginning on the rooftop. Then
I know,
like, no one knew what was going on.
I know he's got multiple. Yeah,
well, remember Harrow was also an avatar for Khonshu. Maybe some of Harrow is still in there too.
I'm checking right now.
Like, he's what, thousands of years old, so he must have multiple avatars.
Oh yeah, he's had probably countless avatars.
Yeah, he doesn't keep them alive, right? They go through the whole lifespan of that person living their life like normal, and then only used when called upon by the god.
Yep.
Jake Lockley is apparently the third personality to Mark Spector. Or the third personality to Moon Knight, because there's Mark Spector, Stephen Grant, and Jake Lockley. Oh, and Stephen Grant in the comics is actually not like a nerdy museum guy. He's actually complete opposite. He's very playboyish, and he's the one that's doing all the funding.
Yeah, they didn't want to go through the whole Batman route with that one, with Moon Knight.
Because it would have been way too close, similar to Bruce Wayne.
But then, or it could have been way too close to
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, exactly. Billionaire, playboy, philanthropist. I think I did that in the wrong order. Yeah.
So are you going to do that ASMR episode like Miss So is requesting?
You know what? One of these days, I just might do an ASMR reading of a comic book.
That's creepy.
Hello, Red. How are you? Autobots, transform and roll out.
All right, let's do a quick grading of the series. I'm or this episode. I'm agreeing with E-Man. I'm giving it a 7. Luke.
7. Yeah, 7.
Red. You better say 7. They can't make it all 7. Make it all 7.
9. I'm going 9, Thread.
7.5.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All
right.
So, by the way, AJ, I said 7.5 originally, so I'm with Red. Okay. We're in sevens, exactly. Yeah. So, it's mid-grade.
It wasn't spectacular, but it moved the story.
Yeah, it was okay.
Hey, listen, so I want to throw a quick audible here. Miss So and Herbs, they've both been interacting with us tonight, and I said I'd do a giveaway. So I'm going to do a giveaway for this book here tonight. I need one of you guys to help me because I don't know how to do the little wheel thing.
Oh, we don't need to do the wheel thing. You know what we can do? No, we don't. Look, I'll do something else. Where is it? I'll bring it out. There is a giveaway tool that
StreamYard has?
That StreamYard has. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yep, there's a giveaway tool. So how about we do this between these two? Let's throw a hashtag out. What hashtag do you want, AJ? What hashtag do you want these two to hashtag and type in the comments?
I don't know. Just hashtag. Why do they need to do a giveaway? I'm doing a giveaway between these two.
Yeah, just exactly.
Do the raffle thing. Do the wheel.
Yeah. Well, the wheel's going to take too long to set up. Doing the giveaway tool, if they put a hashtag in the chat, I can just put that hashtag in the giveaway tool and then...
Okay, just put...
Hashtag Misso, hashtag Herbs.
Yeah.
One hashtag.
Okay, hashtag giveaway then.
All right, hashtag giveaway. All right, you guys. So what we want for you to type in the chat... Hashtag giveaway.
Do we do our 200?
No, come on, Miss So. You know I watch it. You're
part of the 200.
Miss So, I'm going to tell you now, Herbs is family also. I'm just letting you know that now. He's actually a lot more family than you think. So I want you to play. I kind of want you to beat him in a way. Just let you know. But yeah, go ahead and put in hashtag giveaway as well, Miss So. Like, we're going to do it between you guys. And if you win, if you want to give it to Herbs, you can go ahead and do that.
Well, we want to test this thing out too.
Yeah, let's test this thing out.
You want to test it out? All right. Well, it's this. We use this all the time. I shouldn't say we because that's not correct. But it's this right here. It's the giveaway tool, and we select. There you go. See, Miss So went ahead and did it. All right, we're gonna start collecting comments. There's 4 entries. Now, just to let you know, AJ, because we threw it in there, like our name is in there also, okay? So
How about this? The YouTube one will go, that will be Herbs, and the Facebook one will be Miss So. So they're
Okay. Yeah. So YouTube is Herbs, Facebook is Miss So's. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and do this right here. I'm going to go ahead and draw it. All right. Let's go ahead and see who's
going to win. Big money.
Big money. And stop. Oh, and then Miss So took it from Herbs last second.
All right.
Congratulations, Miss So. Like John Boy Myers. Death Metal issue 6, signed by the artist himself, friend of the show,
exactly.
So I'll contact you, and I'll send it out. If you do, if you do want to give to Herbs, you're more than welcome to pass that on. But you are the winner, so I'll send you a message.
Congratulations. I love it. Herbs, I love you, buddy. I love you, buddy.
We still got this one too.
Oh, dude, but are we gonna save that John Boy Myers one for the 200, which we still have to do? We still need to do the 200 giveaway.
Yeah,
AJ. We gotta figure out how to do that.
This was part of the 200 because I was like, we haven't done one yet, and I promised to do one, so this is part one of the 200 giveaway.
Okay.
And this will be part two.
All right, we still have a lot of books to give away.
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be something else in the future that I may give away too, but we'll see.
There's stuff. Did you pick up any books this week, AJ? Before we end, or
I picked up only 7 Secrets. That's the only book I picked up. Oh, and that new book from Image, but I didn't get to read it yet. The Town Called Terror.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard about it. Some people were like, "Hey, it's all right."
So, it's got the artist. I really like the artist. I'm a fan of his art, so I wanted to pick it up.
Speaking of art, Batman 122. Different artist on it from the last was, and I opened it up. I'm like, whose art is this? I don't know who this person is, but when I looked at the art on the inside, it's not as good as Jorge Jimenez, but I thought the art in here was super, super good. This is, I'm going to tell you guys now who it is. No, I'm not going to tell you guys right now who it is. I'm going to find it. Hold on.
I think it's on the last, because I love the art. Yeah.
Yeah, the art in 122 I thought was freaking dope. Well, here we go. Artist is Howard Porter. Do you guys know who that is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Luke?
Not ringing a bell.
No joke. This issue of Batman 122, the art in it, hella good. Like, I really liked it. I was like, holy crap, this is really, really dope. So, except for like this one page where he made Batman look a little weird. Other than that, I just thought, just the overall like compositions, like everything that was done in this issue, I thought was fantastic.
Everything anatomically correct?
I don't know. Talia Al Ghul kind of looked a little masculine. Busty? In some of those.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, dude, did you guys see this that posted today?
Oh, and that's someone actually did an oil painting of him, isn't it?
Oil painting.
Yeah,
that's not for beauty, is it?
Victor Garduno, he's a new guy out on the block. Look at that shoulder pauldron.
Wow,
that thing.
That
is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a new artist out there. He's done one exclusive so far. I hope he does well.
Oh, we still need to work on that, our yearly exclusive, I guess.
Yeah, year, right? We should look into that if we want. I picked up some good books this week. A little
see the look in AJ's face when we brought
up McFarlane Run.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So, shit, I can't get the three. There we go. 300. There it is.
You'll see those books this Sunday?
Well, yeah, no, Sunday I'm afternoon. Actually going to. So, I had these up for sale. No one bought it. So, I'm going to try and do the full run. I've never had the full run.
Wait, how did someone not pick those up?
I don't know.
Stupid.
They're just
don't buy it.
Scared money don't make money.
Big books are a little light right now, but I'm blasting through $5, $10, $20 books like crazy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think everybody's already.
So my sale numbers are still, they haven't changed, but it's just more people are buying smaller books.
It's volume, right?
And less people are buying big books.
The higher end stuff, yeah. Right.
They probably
right.
blew through their what do you call it, their refunds already.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
What'd you pick up, E-Man?
I'm trying to bring them out. So, a couple of mail calls that came in this week. I got that, finally, we got John Jang, who did the Something is Killing the Children books.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Sweet right there.
Those were super dope when they came out. I was like, oh man, like I'm so happy that John finally did one.
And those last Ronin should be coming out next week.
Next week, you're real soon. And then here's another Lipway Chang. This is the Land of the Living Gods. This Beautiful. Is the second print, number one. This is dope print. Too.
This is dope too.
I got that one for
which, by the way, that last Ronin didn't sell out, so I'm a little like, oh man, I bought. it's not going to be, didn't go up in value at all.
Here is an AOK, not AOK. This is a win from Legion of Comics. This is a Amazing Spider-Man, like number 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 3 and 4 or something like that. This is like this little run right here.
So cool. Yeah, learn to crawl. Read. I
don't know. It's a pretty good read, actually.
Oh, is it really? Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And okay. Then just run it real fast. Batman 122. Moon Knight number 10. I like this one.
That's a dope cover.
Loaded Bible number 2. This is I really like. I haven't read this one yet, but I really like the first one. Nocterra number 9. Life Zero number 3. Eternals number 11. This is like leading into the whole Eternals Avengers crossover. Radiant Red number 2. This chick needs to leave her man. I keep saying that. That Image number 1 has got like the anthology.
Why are you still reading Radiant Red when you were complaining about it like 2 months ago?
Well, I was complaining about Radiant Black. Radiant Red is okay. I guess I'm really curious about like the whole superhero world that Image is trying to rebuild with Radiant Red, Radiant Black, Rogue Sun, and what they did with Supermassive. But it's getting real close to just like, you know what, screw all that and just dropping it. Little Monsters number 2. I love the first one. I'm hoping to, you know, hoping to get some really good action from the second
one. And Gwen and Amir are doing a great job with that one.
And then, yep, just like you, Seven Secrets. Did you read it yet, AJ?
I did.
Don't tell me nothing. I haven't read it yet. I got all that, right, and then right. I got the one per store.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Dude, I don't know how they're gonna wrap everything up in two more issues, but
Daniela even said that that was their original idea, 18 issues, and that's it. I'm trying to get him on the show to talk about it too, AJ, so that way you can talk to him about it.
What did he say? Oh, we'll talk about it off air.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Red. Anything? From you?
Picked up just John Jang's twig cover. So that's on pre-order right now.
Okay.
You can get that at, not Golden Apple, but...
Was it at Frankie's?
Yeah, it's Frankie's Comics, yeah. Frankie's,
man, there's so many store variants for twig.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gotta support our friend.
All of our friends have them like... Freaking, I think Aaron's got one too. John's got one. I think John Boy's got one too.
I haven't seen so many. John, maybe he does. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't. There's just like you said, there's so many of them. It's just really hard to keep track. Just like how there were so many of the Age of the Palladians, which, by the way,
hey, Luke, is that drink finally hitting you?
No, I'm reading this hilarious thing on trying to find the McFarlane covers.
I got a special mail call coming up. I got a special mail call coming up. Another creator's nice. Mail call coming up.
Cool.
But I spoke to a specific person and I asked them if they'd be coming on and told me that they were kind of busy with some projects. And I was like, look, I can't open these up without you. I'm going to follow up with you in a couple of weeks. Is that okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Give me a couple of weeks. We'll talk then. So if I can book this person.
That's just creators saying no.
I know.
Give me a couple weeks. Oh, give me a couple weeks.
I'm being totally persuasive, too. I'm not going to let this person say no to me. No. You are a friend of the show, good sir. You need to be on this.
3 years from now. So, do you have any time yet? A couple weeks. A
couple more weeks.
But you're doing all this stuff for everyone else. Like,
I'm just asking you to dinner, dude. Come on.
Can I get on the list? How do I get on the list? Give me a couple.
I saw you on Facebook bullshitting about some drawing that you were doing. Don't you dare say you don't have any time.
I'm done asking. Like, whatever.
I want to party with you. I want to party with you.
Oh, my all God. Right.
What's the text line, Red?
209-975-7597.
All right. Thank you, sir. Make sure, again, you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. That way you know when we're on. We'll be back on Monday with another new episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Deuces.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at sealessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Week's, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next